Hopeless Devotion. That's our commitment to refining and upgrading the holiday playlist. We're going to remix the holiday on this Friday before the Friday before Christmas with Olivia Newton-John in just a moment. But I want to remind you that all next week we'll be talking with musicians, actors, experts, and you about the best, worst, most memorable, most personal songs of the season. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to nominate your songs. That number again, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Grammy award-winning singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has got a holiday album this year, coming out with that guy she was hopelessly devoted to back in Greece, John Travolta. It's called This Christmas, and that project put Olivia Newton-John in the spirit since before last Valentine's Day.
I've been in the mood since June. No, actually, since last January, we've been singing Christmas songs. And it was actually really fun because Christmas is always, you know, a joyous time. So we had Christmas lights, and I pulled out my box of ornaments and put them in the studio in Florida. And I feel like I've had Christmas already, but I'm going to go through it again soon.
Well, you're a very, very good sport. Tell me about your own Christmas memories. And, I mean, you know, my association with you is like the Australian outback and someone who is totally on the straight and narrow, who is just the absolute sort of A-list, plays by the rules, goody two-shoes. Now, that's just my pop cultural orientation. It's got to be different from that.
Obviously, you don't know me, John. No. Australia is where I had, you know, the Christmases of my youth. And Australia, it's hot there. So you have summertime is Christmas. So it's a very different experience. We used to take cold chicken to the beach. And it's a very different thing. And we did have some traditions, but it was a very different time of year. So as a little girl, I was born in England. So I remember that, you know, the very early Christmases where it was cold. But, you know, kind of my teenage years and everything was in Australia.
And in so many ways, it's music that is the pathway back to those memories and those early Christmases. For you, what's the holiday song that brings back the earliest memories?
I remember with my dad, my father had a beautiful voice, and he would play Christmas carols. And, you know, things like Good King Wenceslas, where we all joined in.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen when the snow lay round about. Deep and crisp and even.
And I can still remember the words, I can't believe I can. But that kind of voice brings back the family and things like Silent Night and Away in a Manger, just the traditional carols, which I've always done with my friends too.
And you're a Good King Wenceslas fan.
I don't know if I'm a fan, but I remember it.
I love that tune.
It's a fun song. It's a fun kind of trudging through the snow song, right?
I love that tune. There's a great version, an arrangement of it. It really lends itself to different kinds of arrangements. My favorite is one that Mel Torme did not long before he died.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen, where the snow lay round about.
It's fun to mess with the traditional carols and give them a different arrangement, yes?
Yes, oh, he was a great singer. He had perfect pitch, Mel Torme.
Oh, he certainly did.
Yeah.
Did you take any liberties with the songs that you did for this album?
Well, Baby It's Cold Outside, we switched the roles. So I sing the male part and John sings the girl part, which is kind of fun.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening's been, oh,
nice.
So I'm kind of pursuing him instead of the other way around. So that kind of made it fun. With Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, I kind of did vocal harmonies in the background, kind of like a, you know, like a three-piece singing trio behind John mostly. And, yeah, we just had a lot of fun with it. We really did. We mixed some songs up and added, put things together. And we have some amazing guests on here. James Taylor, Barbara Streisand, imagine, Tony Bennett. So it's really incredible. Cliff Richard. So it was a wonderful, wonderful project to do.
Well done. You know, we're asking everybody this season, what's the Christmas song that makes you want to get under the mistletoe, particularly romantic?
Oh, goodness, I did have that. Oh, Auld Lang Syne, probably. I find that's a really romantic and kind of nostalgic song.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance
Christmas time is here.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
You know, in my tradition, you're not under the mistletoe when that song comes around. You're under the table usually.
That's probably true. I just couldn't think of one that was more romantic than that. It's a beautiful melody, yeah.
Oh, it's such a great melody. What's the holiday tune that you always wished, or you generally, during the holidays, wish you could hear more of?
Oh, gosh. Anything by the Carpenters, I think. Karen's voice is just so gorgeous, and she was my friend, and so any of the Carpenters' Christmas songs I love.
Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holiday.
It's like 70s, right?
Wow, yeah. She had such a gorgeous voice, and she just fits perfectly into that Christmas time. There's so much warmth in her voice.
But every day is a holiday.
And from a yearning to hear more of certain music, what are the tunes, and everybody has a list of these, what are the tunes you really wish you didn't have to hear ever again during the holidays?
Any of those Christmas songs by the Chipmunks, they just drive me nuts.
Yeah, Olivia, I was just checking to see if, in fact, they were just as maddening as, yes, in fact, they are. Yeah. You're absolutely right, yeah.
I'm right, right?
Somebody who created that sound effect, you would have thought that would have been a flash in the pan kind of a legacy, but it's gone on forever and ever and ever. I'm amazed.
Yeah. I know.
So do you go caroling?
Not generally, no. No.
But you do the around the piano thing?
Around the table, around, you know, with the guitar, with my friends, yeah, for sure.
And you play the guitar?
I can play it really badly, so I tend not to because I have a lot of friends who really play well. But the Farrahs particularly always have a wonderful Christmas party, and they always play piano, and everyone has a guitar, so it's fantastic.
Oh, well, that's great. Thanks so much, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you. Thank you so much. It was fun.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.